News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Should 100% mortgages be offered to a young and less well-off generation that are paying for the sins of the past? That is the view of one of our next guests. To discuss this, we're joined by Vincent P. Martin, Senior Counsel and Green Party election candidate, and Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com. Vincent Martin, to you first. You want to see 100% mortgages being offered. Tell us why.
Yes, but in strict circumstances. And I want to see this because owning their own home is now an impossible dream for ordinary working people. The young and the less well off are, if you like, paying most for the gross mismanagement of the economy. And this stops the growth of a dynamic society. The reason why I put forward this argument is because this cohort of income earners are paying huge rents, put to the pin of their collar. And rents now have exceeded the peak rates before the collapse of the Celtic economy. So they are paying these huge rents. They have no cash reserves to secure a deposit for a mortgage. Therefore, they are locked out of home ownership. That's unfair to be excluded from home ownership. It's not what Ireland's about. And in the piece I wrote for the Sunday Independent with the study I did, I give the example of a typical family, a couple on 70,000 gross income per annum. If they could be allowed to borrow 100% mortgage of the full total purchase price of a house at 250,000, payable over 35 years on a fixed rate of 3.5%, which is, I believe that could be beaten by the state if they wanted to, but for the purpose of the study, I went with 3.5%. This family's monthly mortgage would be €1,033. That's almost half what a family would be paying for a mortgage in a practically similar property in a similar area.
Okay.
So it's 1,000 versus 2,000. This gives them a chance to earn to own their own home, but it also means to save 1,000 net.
Okay, I want to bring in Brendan Burgess. Brendan, your view on this.
While I mainly agree with Vincent's analysis, his solution is just wrong. I mean, the only people who'd welcome something like this would be the vulture funds, as they'd see a whole new source of finance or business coming down the lines towards them in a few years' time. At the moment, under central bank guidelines, most first-time buyers have to have 10% of the price of the house as a deposit. However, the central bank guidelines allow the banks to give 100% mortgages in up to 5% of cases. And the banks don't use that for very good reason. Unfortunately, our history shows us that people who borrow more than 80% are much more likely to default than people who borrow less than 80%. And as you go from 80% to 90% to 100%, it is a really steep curve. If you take out 100% mortgage tomorrow, and don't forget you're already on sort of low to middle income, well, what will happen is when something changes, you have a couple of kids, one of you stops working, you'll just stop paying your mortgage. And if there's negative equity, if house prices fall, well, you go into negative equity and the incentive to pay mortgages just isn't there.
Okay.
And in Ireland, there's no sanction for paying your mortgage.
Vincent, respond, please.
Well, I obviously agree to disagree, but I can understand concerns about the 100% mortgage.
It's a bit more than concerns.
Well, no, they are concerns, but a one-size-fits-all policy adopted by the central bank is not working. And I did qualify my argument with there'd be several safeguards. They're never for buy-to-lets. They're strictly family homes. It's strictly means-tested, as I give you the income there, 70,000, around 70,000 per annum for a couple. There'll be proof this might satisfy, go somewhere to assuage Brendan's argument, although I don't think it will, there'd be proof over and a track record that a couple have managed to pay exorbitant rent.
Okay.
And there'd be a fixed interest rate. It'd be strictly monitored. It's not forever. But unfortunately, at present, they're being locked out of home ownership.
You've made that point. Brendan, are you assuaged by that?
No, not at all. I mean, the problem is real. But can I just put forward a better solution to this? If you want to rent or buy privately, in other words, if you're one of these people earning 70,000 a year, you're going to be renting in somewhere like Portlaoise, I'm talking about a Dubliner, say. You're going to be renting in somewhere like Portlaoise or Drogheda or Goree and travelling in for an hour and a half or 2 hours every day to work in Dublin, if you're working in Dublin. However, if you qualify, if you're not working and you rock up to the council and say, I want social housing, you'll demand it in your community. You'd say, I want to be housed here in Talla or in Ringsend or wherever. And my suggestion is, this: if somebody is not working and they want social housing, they should be given it in Drogheda or in Goree or in Portlaoise. Let them commute on the once or twice a week they want to come up to Dublin to visit their community, and it would be a much better solution, because the reason house prices and rents are so high in Dublin is because you have a huge amount of government money going in to paying rents for social housing and to building and buying social housing, and that's putting up the price. It would be much better to say to people who want social housing, who are not working, you get that wherever it is available and cheap.
Right, we have your point. Brendan Burgess, founder of AskAboutMoney.com, and Vincent P. Martin, Senior Counsel and Green Party election candidate. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Let us know your views. Who do you agree with? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Back in a moment.